Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Someone's gonna steal our hook. Someone's gonna steal it, bro. That was too fire.
That's how we do it, son.
that's fire, bro. Oh, I like that. I'm gonna write some bars to that one right there. I got a hook.
Bars. Okay, so we're here. We Bizak. And it is. Oh, you all right over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm chilling. You know, just about to spin this wax. Spin this wax here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like multitasking over there.
Multitasking, yeah. shout out to, you know, we're about to spin her track. My Little Pony, Miss Pony Capri. I thought we were going to be able to have her in the building. But, you know, she has some other plans. But, you know, she does have a new track out, bro. She has a challenge out. And then when you know you're confident with your music, besides you look so hot and sexy and all that good stuff, when you're confident in your music, you're going to like, hey, my music this fire. Who else believe in my music? I do. We do. Yeah. And so she has a challenge out there. And you know something?
Dark candy. Dark candy. EP. Yeah. Available now.
Yeah, that dark candy.
Social media.
And I like social. The title. I like the title of it. Dark candy.
You like dark candy?
Oh, I like some dark candy, bro. I love some dark candy. You like dark candy, bro?
Nah, I don't like dark candy.
What?
We're talking about something totally different, probably. You're talking about
okay.
Some other kind of candy.
Okay.
Candy you eat? Or which kind of candy you talking about? You could eat this candy too.
Okay. Hey, so check this out. Like I said,
we are about to drop some great music this week and have a great guest on the show, along with Pony, talking about her new endeavors.
And matter of fact, hey, let's get into this real quick, bro. I just want to get this out the way.
Your AJ, message skip.
Uh-oh, my fault. No. Uh-uh. Give me a second here.
Maybe we should have just went on and done something else. But anyway, like I was saying, Shout out to everybody that's tuning in to the world famous Side Hustle Radio. Once again, we're back bringing that heat. A lot of music dropped this week. Snoop Dogg's new album dropped last week. Rick Ross dropped. When does Drake drop? So Drake is probably next week.
Well, Drake just dropped something though.
Oh man, I do not count that. I was talking about a Drake album. I know unreleased tracks that just got put onto an album, or you know. So
okay,
I'm talking about some heat.
Let's bring the seat right now. I got it queued up here. You ready?
Okay.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl Pony Capri. Make sure you follow me on my Instagram. That's at Pony, P-O-N-I, underscore Capri, C-A-P-R-I. Look out for the DJ Challenge, hashtag Pony Capri DJ Challenge. Bring that fire for your chance to win $500 for the hardest DJ who gets the most likes, most tags at me. I'm going to be posting it on my page. Let the people decide who has got that fire. Pony Capri DJ Challenge. Enough love.
To replay this message, press 1. To delete.
Arch my back and dance. He rolling up them grams. He rolling up them grams.
Beats on a beam.
Baby, tonight we're gonna have rich sex. No clothes, just my chain, money on the bed. Throw the money up, drop it down, pick it up slow. We just came up, we got money to blow. He pulling on my tracks, better slow down with that. They cost a lot of cash, virgin hair from Baghdad. Arch my back and dance, he rolling up the grams. Fucking up his plans, he can't leave, he's in the trance. Give me what's in your hand, I'm a sure bet, not a chance. Not like Vegas with them scams, I'm a farmer with them yams. With that hot wax, I'm a big body Benz. I got big rocks, they can't even fit in my sock. I got the street lock, but I wish I understood stocks. He got a big and I take it like I'm a boss. I'm a big girl now, what you thought I was soft? Baby, tonight we're gonna have rich sex. No clothes, just my chain, money on the bed. Throw the money up, drop it down, pick it up slow. We just came up, we got money to blow. Baby, tonight we're gonna have rich sex. No clothes, just my chain, money on the bed. Throw the money up, drop it down, pick it up slow. We just came up, we got money to blow. Got them crystal buns, they fucking up the flunks. Since baby popped the trunk, bought me them Fendi pumps. Left me to keep them on, in the bedroom, in my guts. When he makes big bucks, we go somewhere really plush. We go somewhere really plush, we hope we fuck it up. Can't take it out of us, he hits it like a drum. Big numbs. So much it hurts my thumb. Suck it dry and make it numb. I got big rocks, they can't even fit in my socks. Calls me Miss Buff, rubbing on my butt just for luck. Calls me up for lunch, I'm the goodies like a food truck. He got that thunder tongue, he be licking on it like punch. Baby, tonight we're gonna have rich sex. No clothes, just my chain, money on the bed. Throw the money up, drop it down, pick it up slow. We just came up, we got money to blow. Baby, tonight we're gonna have rich sex. No clothes, just my chain, money on the bed. Throw the money up, drop it down, pick it up slow. We just came up, we got money to blow.
Hey, that's that dark candy. That's that dark candy. What's the name of the track?
Rich sex. Wow.
She said, hey, just my chain. And I'm naked on the bed with just my chain. Winning. Okay, so that's Pony Capri. That's her challenge out there. Hit her up at Pony Capri DJ Challenge. Hashtag that. Again, hashtag Pony Capri DJ Challenge. Hit her up on Instagram. Hit her up. Let her know if you're a hot DJ. Download her EP called Dark Candy. And she's something dark. I can tell you that right now. Hey, DJ, who's new out there? Now, I'll let you get back to your part right now. I just had to get that out the way. So I know you talk about new music, how much you have a crush on Drake. What else would you talk about? I think I missed something else.
Drake.
Yeah, didn't you just say you had a crush on Drake?
Nah, I was saying he need to drop some new music. You know,
Drake don't need to drop no new music.
Yeah, he needs to come on out. Don't drop no whatever that is. Drop an album, man.
Why his album numbers are fudging, bro? Who cares?
Shout out Snoop dropping the new album.
What you think about that, though?
I'm on the fence about it. You know.
I've been on fence. Snoop's last good album was his church album. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna throw no shade, Snoop, but I'm just saying.
But first, before we go to that, I really want to play Jeezy's new one.
My boy?
Yeah.
Jeezy?
Yeah.
Mr. Trap Music himself?
Yeah, and Meek Mills.
Oh, how does that work?
He also got a song with Master P. Shout out Master P.
Wait a minute, Jeezy do?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear that one.
I don't have that one right now.
Oh, you don't have that one? Bro,
because
don't
not
say
the single
that.
Right now. This is not the new
don't
single.
Say that
the
if single you didn't have that.
Mills.
Don't be getting my hopes up high.
That one already been out.
Man.
That one already been out. That was on Master P's album.
I want his is P bringing out the back?
Shout out Master P was on the Fleet DJ conference call, which was a little rowdy. Everybody got a hold of that conference call number and was on it. People who weren't even Fleet DJs was calling, "Hey, P, who's that?" "My name is Shanika."
Wow.
"Are you a DJ?" "Yeah, my name is DJ Shanika." "Do anybody know DJ Shanika?" "Yeah, I'm new. I'm new to Fleet."
As of today.
"So, P, do you have a woman, P? P. Master Pay." Oh gosh.
Little Percy. Hey, but no, you know, I'm gonna reach out to P, see if he come on some side.
"This P? This ain't no damn P.
Come on side." "Hey P, can you come on side?
Say huh.
We're hustlers just like you, P.
There ain't no Master P. Say then. This ain't no damn Master P." Shout out Pastor Troy. Did they ever squash their beef?
I'm not even sure. Not even sure. And the thing is, the funny thing is, I was trying to get Pastor on the thing, but you know, Pastor he does his own show, and I don't think he like doing anybody else's show because he does his own show. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't think
like that, Pastor.
Yeah, I think like that. Pastor.
Okay. It's okay,
Pastor.
Pastor.
But Pastor Troy is like one of my favorites too. There's only four guys from Atlanta I mess with.
Who?
T.I.
Yeah.
Jeezy.
Uh huh.
Luda.
Okay.
Pastor Troy.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't mess with Yin Yang. Yin Yang gonna die. Yin Yang gonna die. Lil Jon.
Okay.
Too short.
Who?
Too short.
Too short. I used to mess with Webby.
Webby ain't from Atlanta.
I thought he was from Atlanta. Yeah.
I thought Webby and them was from somewhere else.
I think he's from Atlanta.
Why I thought they was from Houston or something.
Okay. So we got this music out here. We got our guests waiting up here. So, what's this track we about to hit it up with?
It's called Martin Luther King, MLK Boulevard. Martin Luther King Boulevard. Everybody got one.
Everybody got one. It's in the hood. Matter of fact, that's what they buy Morehouse. HBCU.
Let me see, though. There's people who forgot about Jeezy. Let me get y'all familiar real quick. Y'all need to get familiar on Jeezy real quick. Why I do that, I guess you can, you know, do what you got to do. But let's get familiar real quick. Y'all remember this?
Yeah, old boy. This is the official Hustlers anthem. You getting money? Throw it in the air.
Guess who's possessed? Still smell the blow on my clothes like Krispy Kreme. I was cooking the molds. Like horseshoes, I was tossing the molds. Time to re-up, gotta recycle the flow. I'm emotional, I hug the block. Ay, I'm so emotional, I love my Glock. Chance rules everything around me, so what's realer? By the thriller, call me a ghost face killer.
But that was cool. This was my cut. was my cut.
Yeah,
I love it.
Hey.
We count hundreds on the table, 20s on the floor. Fresh shot of work, get on the wave with some more.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Hey.
I got gangsters in the crowd, bad bitches at my show. Just walked outside and it's sitting on the floor.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And I love it. Once again, it's on. I'm back in the motherfucking booth. These niggas still lying on the motherfucking truth.
Yeah.
I don't believe I need some motherfucking proof. I ain't want the four door, I cop the motherfucking coupe. They try to be me, I'm just trying to be G. And everything comes to the light, you'll see. These niggas in the dark, baby, I just shine. I do it from the heart, homie, they just rhyme.
Now, can he do it again? Can he do it again? Can you do it again? Can you do it again? Like JB. JB said, can you do it again?
Go ahead, Jeezy.
Can you do it again with Meek Mills? Mm. Oh, you don't sound very confident.
But Jeezy's going to carry it. Let's get it, Jeezy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Turn everything up in there a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to keep that?
Okay, yes, keep that.
Yeah.
But you're rolling fake,
Oh!
Say you my dog, but you know you're snakes.
What?
Like Machiavelli, I'm about to snap.
What?
Like Curtis Jackson, go and get the strap.
Oh!
I got the Donald Martin Luther King.
Wait. You gotta go back. You gotta
Woo,
go back. Jeezy back, baby.
Yeah.
Woo! Fire!
Turn everything up.
My horns ain't working today.
Wait, no.
Are we gonna keep that?
You man, keep
we
get that.
We need to get them horns back.
We gonna keep this.
No!
You claim you're real, but you're rolling fake.
What?
Fake. Say you my dog, but you know you're snakes.
What?
Like Machiavelli, I'm about to snap.
Oh!
Like Curtis Jackson, go and get the strap.
Ah!
I got the Donald Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. How about the Donald Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
I hustle hard, I go and get the check. They want me dead, yeah, like I'm Malcolm X. Had that ambition from the very start. Very start. Back of that building like I'm Rosa Parks. You get that dirty money, best to watch or watch it. Just keep your eyes out for them false prophets. This nigga talking like EA or something. That nigga must be on that yay or something. Heard what I said, Trump. Say it again, Trump.
Oh, That's a banger for sure.
Oh, that's brand new. Oh yeah, I like that.
MLK.
Oh, I
Boulevard.
Like that.
Jeezy.
Jeezy.
So. Jay-Z is now officially, as some people would say, a sellout.
I don't see that. I still see business, bro. I still don't see him being a sellout. I still don't see it.
I ain't say he's a sellout. I say
Travis Scott was a sellout, but that besides the point.
Oh. I wish I had the do.
But I think it's a business move. I think it's a business move for everybody across board. And I think I told people, Colin will be signed to a team this year.
Yeah. And hopefully Jay-Z's the one that'll make that happen.
I think he made it happen by signing with the NFL.
You thinking that it was part of the deal situation?
I want to say,
tell
this.
You what, Jay-Z said they wanted Jay-Z, and Jay-Z said, well, if you want me and what I got going on, get my boy back in the game.
In other words, I think it's like with him doing that, it opens like the owner's like, you know something, he's bringing back the black people, and we could give Colin a shot on another team.
Did the black people ever leave?
Yeah. NFL.
You stopped watching him this past year.
I didn't watch as many games. Only game. I didn't really start watching football till the playoffs, because I had college football. I'm a big college football fan. So I didn't really follow NFL as close. Only time I started watching NFL when we got close to the playoff, and then the Super Bowl. I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. So I didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I didn't watch NBA this year as much as I wanted to. One,
because LeBron James. Yeah, I'm not a Lakers fan, and he with that Lakers shirt on. I just wasn't feeling it.
You know, I felt the same way. I was always a big Shaq fan, and I felt the same way when Shaq went to the Lakers.
Yeah, it's just the Lakers. It's just that brand. I just don't like it.
But I still rocked with the Lakers, though. I rocked with the Lakers all the way back to when...
Magic. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Worthy and Kareem and...
Michael Cooper.
Yeah, all the old
Kirk
heads.
Rambis.
Damn.
The only white guy on the team. How you gonna have a 20-man roster only one white guy? I'm not understanding.
Right.
Then you got the Boston Celtics, all white guys.
Yeah,
but two black guys.
Dude with that dirty, that little jacked up worm thing around his mustache. Who's that? He used to talk about his Arsenio. He used to talk about old boy he played
Carter.
For.
I think his name was that.
He looked old back in the day.
Well, that whole team looked old.
Why did the players look so old back in the 80s?
Oh, dude.
It looked like they was all well up into their 40s.
The average basketball player didn't look like he was 4 years old.
Right. And now they're out by, what, 37, 38?
38. No, they don't last that long.
They
last about 30. They're done.
They're done. I'm retired. At 30? Bruh.
Because you see what happened to Kobe? Kobe just couldn't jump no more. Them knees gave out. Them knees was like shot.
Yeah, I think that dude been playing since he was a kid.
All through
high school and college.
Your knees can only take so many. It's a shelf. It's a shelf date where your knees are like, you know something. You can't be flying through the air like you used to.
He's still playing
ground
at home
control with his daughter.
Yeah.
Well, I heard his daughter was a pretty good basketball player. So.
Oh, okay. Who's that? Who's somebody else retired? Shaq. Ain't Shaq? Don't Shaq's son play?
I think, Shaq's son.
So Shaq's still practicing. He a rough dad, bro. And LeBron.
Oh, yeah, LeBron.
Hey,
yeah.
My God. Yeah. They worse than Ball.
No one's worse than that dude, bro.
worse than the ball.
No one worse than that dude. That dude, his son was okay. But he talked so much game.
He ain't with the Lakers no more, right?
His son's in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, I should say it like that.
That just happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was with the trade with Anthony Davis going to Anthony Davis one eyebrow going to the Lakers.
Okay.
So
that's not gonna make a difference.
Oh yes, it is.
You think the Lakers is gonna do something?
The Lakers will make the playoffs this year. They just need one more key player,
right?
One more key player, and they're going, because we already done seen.
Because Rich McCollard is done this year. They're done.
Yeah, Golden State is
done. They're done. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing is, when they lost Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
See, if Kevin Durant wasn't there, Cleveland would have beat them twice.
Right. True that.
Kevin Durant was the X factor for him. So.
True that.
I'm just saying. LeBron with a full team would have beat Golden State during the time. So.
Now, do you think that would have meant that LeBron would have stayed if he would have won?
I think so. I think he would have finished up. Well, you know something? You know, this whole thing with LeBron going to the Lakers is the exact same thing why Jay is helping out the NFL. It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same scenario. You know.
It's about money for real. Well, you know, they say LeBron wanted to be an actor, so.
Well, he's been in like two or three movies already.
And it's closer and easier to be for him to be an actor.
Yeah.
Being in L.A.
And he was pretty good in the movie he was in, so.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He's gonna be a better character in Space Jam. So I'm just saying. Yeah, he's better.
Is that a smack at Jordan?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Very smack at Jordan.
Jordan is not an actor.
No. Or a philanthropist.
Yo,
either.
What is these Michigan cleats that he's sponsoring?
Who, Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Is that everybody or is that just Michigan?
I think it's Michigan and North Carolina because they wear his brand. They wear the Jumpman brand.
But they actually are the Michigan colors, though.
Yeah.
It's not like, because I know, because what, North Carolina is white and blue, right?
Yeah.
White and babyish blue or whatever.
Yeah, white baby blue, yeah.
These joints is blue and yellow.
Yeah, they especially made, yeah. Because they wear his Jumpman brand. You know that Jumpman?
Yeah.
Post? Yeah, that's the Jump. They wear his brand. And so, you know, like Under Armour has their brand.
Yeah.
He has his brand now, which he split off from Nike, which is still with Nike. So I know North Carolina also used the shoes.
Yeah, cause I battle with my teller there, and you know he's a big Michigan fan because he's from Michigan, so he's like, you know, I'm coming here squeaking all up on the floor with them damn cleats. You gonna come in here with them damn Jordan cleats on it? Yeah, you know I'm gonna get those cleats. They kind of dope. I said, this dude. You know, it's about that time. You know, he's rubbing it in.
Yeah,
you know.
he would not touch
it. About
my
that
body.
Time, man. It's about that time, Deport.
For y'all to lose again. It doesn't make a difference. Y'all still gonna lose to us.
Nah. Michigan looking pretty good this year.
No.
So that's what you say every year,
every
bro.
Every year. Hey, so what other artists is out there right now in this music? You said Snoop had one?
Yeah, Snoop. I want to thank me. The album.
I
didn't like. Okay. There's a song. This is a song with Swiss Beatz. And I liked it, but West Coast stuff ain't really Swiss Beatz thing. And the thing about that song is that in the middle of the song, just when you start rocking to the song, it's called Countdown. And he sampled Boys to Men. And right in the middle of the song, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're like, dude, you keep throwing me off. So you be rocking to the song and then it break into this countdown. And the countdown ain't even on beat. And that's why I don't like that song. That song don't help a DJ at all.
It doesn't help a DJ?
What I'm going to do, you get it going and then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Countdown. No. So, I don't know, man. The album is nothing is what it is anymore. You know, cats don't sound like where they're from anymore. I mean, Snoop got some songs on this album that definitely sound like West Coast Snoop, but I think I'm missing the Dre production.
Ooh.
I think that's the thing for me. Ooh. Even though he got producers like Battle Cat on there, Rick Rock, which are two West Coast producers, but Jermaine Dupri, no. Why don't he get Daz to do some beats? Mm. West Coast,
yeah.
You know,
hey, why don't he get DJ Quick to do some beats?
True that. That would be
really West
that's
Coast.
Different. I don't think he ever did the production
he never
with
did
DJ,
that with
Quick.
DJ Quick.
Yeah,
DJ
yeah.
Quick.
That's
like
the closest thing to Dre he could get. Yeah. Yeah. That would be dope.
DJ Quick is still my dude, so, you know.
Yeah, I follow Quick on IG. He's funny. He's a funny dude on IG. Shout out DJ Quick. One day we going to have you.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be on.
There ain't no one day. You will be on my show. You will be on the show. You will be on our show. Quick.
That sound like a threat, bro. Don't say it like that.
All y'all going to be on the show. All y'all. So I was going somewhere. you remember Boys in the Hood, right?
Of course.
You remember the scene where he said, "Yo, man, you see that dead body over there?"
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the dude, the big dude with the do-rag on?
Yeah.
Bro, I saw him here.
You did not see that dude.
I saw
here,
a dude look just like him. Hey, man, get a little back his ball.
Get a little nigga back his ball. That's what
he looked just like the dude.
He had a do-rag on?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
he did that. With the cape and back?
Yes.
So.
I was like, that's the dude from Boys in the Hood.
Oh, God.
And remember the little dude? The dude that took the ball. Yeah, I know what that is. Whatever he said. Remember he was in some movie, he got knocked out? All I can keep thinking about is him getting knocked out. And it was some other movie where they beat him. He got beat up.
Oh God!
I can't remember the movie, but it might have been Menace.
I agree. That's Menace in Society. I think it's about.
He might have been Menace. Yeah, because old dog beat him down.
Man, old dog was one of them friends that you don't want to hang out with or hang around with. Like, you know, I'm about to go old coming into the place. I'm out.
You know, I brought up the fact that, okay, Satan Sinners is back, right?
Yeah.
And all the shows is coming back, right? Satan Sinners.
Greenleaf's
coming back too. Power. Empire's about to is coming back.
Yeah.
And my black superhero show.
Black Lightning.
And dang, guess who's on that show?
My show's not coming back.
What show?
Stars.
Oh, is that a surprise?
Man, Brandy was getting so thick in there.
Brandy's big booty can't save the show.
Wait, she's getting so thick in there.
So on those two shows, Clifton Powell's in there. And then, speaking of Menace to Society, Clifton Powell was in Menace to Society. He was Old Dog's boy. He had the pick in the back of his head. That was a young Clifton Powell. And I was like,
I gotta go back to that. No, that wasn't.
I was thinking, is that Clifton his Powell? First movie? Because when I think back, I think that was the first movie.
I have to go back and look at that.
He was skinny, too.
Wow.
He was a young Clifton Powell. I was like, I wonder if that was his first movie.
Wow.
Because before that, I had never seen him.
Wow.
Then he started popping up in all kinds of stuff. But how you going to go from being Rex on Satan Sinners to being a reverend on, you know, the superhero show, getting knocked, falling down, all getting beat up. He's usually the gangster and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's a reverend.
Wow.
That's like, Watching David Banner be a preacher. No. No.
I believe in David.
I'm waiting for the day when Snoop is a cop in a movie.
Ooh. Ooh. Play like a cop, like an Ice-T type of cop.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? We tripped off
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Coop, because Snoop never played like a serious role. It's always like a bump fumbling opposite. You know what I'm saying? It's never. I want to see him play a serious role. I want to see, like he played in.
Snoop played a serious role?
Yeah, he played a serious role.
What? Oh.
Snoop playing? I'm playing. No.
When he was in the wheelchair and what's the movie with Denzel? Yeah. What's the movie with Denzel did? Got the Grammy Award for. He was the cop. Denzel was the cop. They was in the West Coast.
Oh, Training Day.
Training Day. Yeah, Snoop was in the wheelchair.
He sure was. I'm talking about Baby Boy. Baby Boy is his serious role.
Oh, God. That's the
That was a serious role. That was the most serious role.
Oh, gosh.
Because he was just playing himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's check out this Snoop here. And, I'm looking at the time. Our time is almost up. And I guess our guests are going to be able to make it in. I don't know what he was doing. I had to call to Jamaica.
Different time, man.
I think it's the exact same time. But
oh, really?
I ain't going to tell you what I heard when I called her. Because, I had to. I'm calling Kingston, Jamaica right now.
He's outside smoking.
Yeah, he's outside. It was just blazing, bro. The smoke came through the phone.
You high?
How do you get high calling somebody? let's check out some. Let's check out the Snoop and then we'll talk when we get back.
All right.
Hello? On my main phone, texting with this other phone, trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on, doing hella shit, busting patterns in a reno. Watch my paper get longer. On my main phone, texting with this other phone, trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on, doing hella shit, busting patterns in a reno. Watch my paper get longer.
I'm on a road to the riches, checking paper, man. I wanna play in gold like a Laker, man. My bitch too negative, gotta shake her, man. She gotta catch me in the wind like a paper plane. I came up in the 80s where the women were defensive, so I came up with a counter called passive aggressive pimping. When you make them feel lucky for fucking me in the love, help them bust nuts and they helping me buy trucks. Not outright, but a nice down in the first month. I mean, I'm not really pimping, my nigga. Fuck you on. Beat slapping, 9 milli packing ass nigga. Old Soon City slew macking ass nigga. I am spit taking llama. My decimals, digits, commas, rubles, shillings, and pesos. Watch out, because punk shit lead to trauma. That's why I'm
on my main phone, texting with this other phone, trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on, doing hella shit, busting patterns in a reno. Watch my paper get longer. On my main phone, texting with this other phone, trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on, doing hella shit, busting patterns in a reno. Watch my paper get longer.
Nike Cortez on my feet in a deep sleep with a freak. From the meet and greet, now it's mouth to me. Rick bounced the beat, gave an ounce to Pete. Had to cut the bitch off for popping off to me. I'm back to business relentlessly, I ain't done till I'm finished. Variety in your society, and bitch, I'm a menace. You wish I would call back, you wish I would fall back. See, I'm a dope boy, so I'ma need my foot all back. In and out these routes like I was Julian Edelman. I need all mine from the shit I've been peddling. I'm settling for nothing less than the top notch. Jumping over all you hoes like hopscotch. Bitch, back up off me and leave me alone. I'm walking my dog a half a mile from my home. On my phone, trying to get rich. Talking shit to a bitch. Coming up with some shit like this.
On my main phone, texting with this other phone. Trying to keep these lights on. Sleeping with my nights on. Doing hella shit. Busting patterns in a red. Watch my paper get longer. On my main phone, texting with this other phone, trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on, doing hella shit, busting patterns in a reno. Watch my paper get longer.
the number. Yeah, it's 818. Oh, you want me to hit you from the 213?
If you find our hero, Black's Bastardly, roaming the land with nothing but his NPC and his moral compass in hand, avoiding all punk shit, not leading $2 in his hands, weaving through the malevolent man is their malevolent plan. You got to catch them.
On my main phone, texting with this other phone, trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on, doing hella shit, busting patterns in a reno. Watch my paper get longer.
Rock it.
All right. Why not just watch some video?
I like that one.
With Sheila E. on stage and in some panties in a draw, panties and bra.
Winning.
With a purple jacket on. And you know what she was singing? She had the auto thing going on too. You know the Roger thing going on?
Oh, okay.
And she was singing Grapevine.
No, she wasn't.
What the hell? What is Sheila E. singing Grapevine?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. It just kicked on.
Okay.
That's her singing through the.
Well, you know, the thing about that voice box, it made everybody unisex. You can be female, you can be male, you don't know who it is.
I see. Y'all all sound the same in the voice
all
box.
All sound the same in the voice box.
I was thinking maybe, you know. So we got another Roxanne in the world.
Well, there's two Rox. There's Roxanne, and Roxanne Shante.
Now there's Roxanne Montana.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Roxanne Montana.
2019 is still Roxanne.
What's she look like? I have to Google it. What does she look like? Roxanne Montana.
She kind of got the flavor of Roxanne.
Shante?
The real Roxanne. Light skin.
Roxanne.
Is this Roxanne Shante? The real Roxanne's.
The real Roxanne is Shante.
Huh?
Is Roxanne Shante the real Roxanne?
That's what you said. They said the real Roxanne.
Who said the real Roxanne?
That's what they used to call her, the real Roxanne. And then there was Roxanne Shante. Anywho,
Roxanne,
the light skin.
Roxanne?
They all Roxanne. Anywho, she light skin and long hair like Roxanne, the real Roxanne. Real Roxanne Shante. Look, man, you're getting me confused. Roxanne Shante is dark skin. Not that she's, you know, bad looking woman or nothing. Shout out Roxanne Shante, who got
the real Roxanne.
Who's doing satellite radio now?
Hey, Roxanne.
Shout out to the other Roxanne.
Roxanne.
You talking about New York Roxanne?
Yeah.
B-Box Radio, yeah, Roxanne.
Yeah, she's on now. That the Roxanne's on L's station, Rock the Bell station.
All these damn Roxanne's. Which project are you talking about, Roxanne? You talking about Roxanne or Roxanne? Which Roxanne? Roxanne. Which Roxanne? I don't know. Oh gosh, I guess name's coming back. So Roxanne Montana. She got a song with Rick Ross.
What? Roxanne Montana. I'm looking her up right now. Okay, I got to see what this person look like.
It's called Dope Girl.
Okay, I can see it. Oh, she's thick.
See all that, bro.
This is 2016 photos.
I didn't see all that.
Oh, okay.
All I saw was the album.
Oh, God.
Cover work.
Did the booty from the front. Okay.
Oh gosh, I'm not the biggest fan of what song she redid.
Oh, what song was the name of the song?
Not Dope Man, but Dope Girl.
Fail. It's
come
it's
on,
it's
man. Are we tired of this, man?
It's automatic fail.
But it's new to her because she's probably young.
She should say Trap Queen. Don't do Dope Girl. Come on.
Dana says think is a dope girl.
Be a Trap Queen.
Okay.
Hey.
That beat is still hard though, bro.
Niggas acting counterfeit. He wanna know my taste, told him that expensive shit. Broke niggas taking shots, all I see is bricks. Boss up, live life, that's the motto, ho. Walk up in the club, there them bottles go. Iced up diamonds like the North Pole. Hot girl summer, but my neck cold. But guess cold, my dress cold. Fendi down, X and O. I'm dogging all these niggas on my pet coat. And if you wanna book me, drop the check, ho. Bad Spanish bitch with an attitude. Smokey in the whip, that's that Ice Cube. Pop up on a city, boy, we up one. Know we run the clock like we up see, one. See, I'm a dope girl, see, I'm a dope girl, yo, girl. Montana, I'm the dope girl, Montana, that's a dope girl. See, I'm a dope girl, see, I'm a dope girl, yo, girl. Montana, I'm the dope girl, Montana, that's a dope girl.
Shorty such a freak, she like to wet the bed. She wanna snort a quarter key, I'm talking nothing less. Art Basel at the crib, I got my own collection. Boss. Shorty so bad, got me thinking no protection. Nah. Bing the mural down in Wynwood. Double limb on the wall and it's 10 foot. Finger licking in the Porsche, come and get some. Woo. See me pull up in it, make you wanna get one. Efeezy in the club where the bitches hang. Bang, 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 it's a chop thing.
Bang.
Diamonds in the piece, but ain't no conversation. Shitting on them haters is the art.
See, I'm a dope girl, see, I'm a dope girl, Montana, I'm the dope girl, Montana, that's a dope girl. See, I'm a dope girl, see, I'm a dope girl, yo, girl. Montana, I'm the dope girl, Montana, that's a dope girl.
Wait. They don't know what that is originally, do they?
Mm-mm, they don't know, but I'm not mad either. I apologize.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Whoa.
Thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little
y'all
late,
thought
so
that was original? Right. Oh, that's NWA.
What? Say it now. Yeah. Say it now. Yeah. Me and the Ohio players gonna tell you about
Ohio.
Play
Ohio.
Think about it.
O-H.
I-O.
Okay.
See, that's why I always say that the West Coast took Ohio sound and took it out there and freaked it out to try to say, oh, it's their sound. It's Ohio sound. I'm passionate about that. Here you have part go. Hit it. Come on. Oh, wait. Ayo.
That is funky.
Like 9 cans of shaving powder. That's funky.
How you come up with that, man?
That's just sick, bro.
I thought that was original. How?
Yeah, how? How? Oh, wait. This is what we do here. We don't play here in Ohio.
Don't play.
They don't take our style. Talk about, oh, this is West Coast. No, it's Ohio. We the heart of the world.
Okay.
Or at least America.
With all the drama that goes on, do you believe the black cops get the respect?
No.
You don't think so?
There are more, you know, there are more black cops going to jail than white cops that are killing people.
Wow.
Because you hear about the latest thing about the cops in Baltimore who end up going to jail. They were black.
Yeah.
But the cops who done shot and killed somebody, they've gotten off. I'm just trying to figure out why are the black cops, why are they finding all these bad cops? But they're black.
But
though.
They're black. Yeah.
I'm not understanding.
But
I'm
all the white cops that kill people
are
walking away.
I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding, so.
So this song still fits to the time. don't get paid a whole lot.
And people don't understand cops don't make all that much. That's why cops hate young black men. Cops hate black men because we were making more than them at that time. You know, because the average cop only make between $35,000 and $40,000 a year within his first two or three years, or even 4 years.
When I was in high school, I thought about being a police officer.
I thought about going to being the sheriff. My mom told me no.
She said no.
My mom,
why?
No.
Because of the
I didn't have no children, and she's like, no.
Huh?
No, my mom. She didn't trust the police system.
Huh.
And she was like, no. But I'm like, mom, but we need more black. We need cops.
Yeah, they was really trying to recruit back when I was in high school because they needed more black police officers.
Maybe we should have made that. Maybe we should have did that. We would have been bad boys. You're not been bad boys.
Bad boys or bad boys or what was the movie with Ed Lover, Dr. Dre? That movie was stupid. Did you ever watch that movie?
No, I didn't watch. I think I watched part of it. I don't think I got to see the whole thing.
Like, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out Ed Lover, man. That interview podcast thing was dope. He did make some moves for hip hop.
Oh man, great moves for hip hop. And I don't know why they got rid of him, because he still can make the moves for hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I look up to that dude, man. I really do. I look up to Ed Lover. I would love to be in Ed Lover's shoes. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, he went through some things to get there, but yo, them two dudes, man. They laid the foundation.
Yes,
for
they did. Yes, they did.
Cats, man.
But yeah, you and I have been cops, though, but we've been like bad boy. You know, I've been Mike Lowry.
You've been Mike Lowry?
I've been Mike Lowry, yeah.
That's right. They about to come out with another Bad Boys. That's right. They shooting it now, ain't they?
Yeah, they shooting. Yes, they are. But yeah, like I said, my mother didn't want me to be a cop. No, she was like, no, there's other things you can't be doing, and that's not one of them.
Oh.
Because I wanted to go into the Air Force, and she's like, oh, no, we're not doing that either.
Yeah, I wanted to go into the Navy. No. No, I wanted to be a Marine. I wanted to be a Marine. They like, no. Just like boys, there ain't no room in the military for no black man. That is really what that generation thought.
That was my mother. You know, I had the mom that wore the shirt that says "Keep off of grass." My mom was very political. She was about all pro blackness, keep your mind clean, and everything. You know,
you could be a Black Panther all day.
My mom was. Oh.
Is your mom a Black Panther?
I think she was secretly. It was not telling me.
You know that organization is still around, right?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was going to talk to you because, like, I met someone in an organization here in Columbus 3 weeks ago, and he hit me back up on social media like, hey, when am I going to get my interview? I'm like, okay, we'll get that arranged.
Oh, wow. Guess who's no longer in Cincinnati and now lives in Columbus to go to school? Our white pro-black friend from Cincinnati that's a rapper. Remember her dad is black.
Oh, who was raised by
a black man. But yeah. She's white, but she's more pro.
How you know she's here?
Because she posted on her IG, by Cincinnati. And then I started reading, she's going to school in Columbus.
Oh, I'm about to hit her up.
Oh, boy.
I'm about to hit her up, bro.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm about to hit her up.
Oh, gosh. You want to date her?
Yeah, she's going to be on the show. I'm going to have her come to the studio.
Would you like to date her? She's looking for a king.
Well, I am a king. These are facts. I have a friend. So my friend, I think she had a crush on me. She said I'll be out here catfishing people and stuff. I'm like, nah, this voice is real.
So we on old school right now. So it would only be right since we was on the black tip to go with some more blackness. Poor righteous teachers. Can't say peace.
Self-putting my pin once again, sitting here at the tier of thought, meditating on the hip hop, the hip must hop, mother drop my style, I let the lessons be taught, such as all due to the arm, leg, on the head, to a law if you're mentally dead, but if you're self-wise to the knowledge of self, then you may comprehend the great truth that I said, knowledge is the base of all life within a spark, you're the first step towards the righteous rhyme.
I ain't trying to be funny, but it probably is about they trying to be saying peace.
Yeah, that's a coincidence. That's that's a good outro. Hey, follow me on social media. That's F Chulo
at DJ DEEPOISC
on everything. And tune in. Let us know what you like. This is Side Hustle Radio. Until next week,
we are out.
Peace.
Knowledge equals two. What are we gonna do? Your culture let the wise come through. On two.
Why's you gonna teach the truth?
On you. Culture, but the count is on two.
Well, one, two.
Well, let me on the set I get. Teaching them with my intellect, they sweat. Trying to get the things that the wise want pressed. The butt neck, your booty blessed when undressed. This style I manifest or test. So like rock my protect complex. And the wise won't cease. The guys don't stop until it's time to say peace.
Lord and my crew coming through, gotta teach what we taught to each other. Swearing on my crown that I'll wear any crown. Lost but wasn't found around a town of any suckers. Taking what was needed from the thing that I was taught. Now I teach as I reach all my brothers in the ghetto. Listen as I speak to the weak, I gotta teach. And those that fell a victim, circumstances have to let them. Rises on the top of every beat that I may play on. Stay on every single group within the wax. The poor righteous teachers, posse's fact. I tell us like a thing that we consist of new jacks. People look at us and say that we consist of teachers. But that's not a part of what we live to manifest. And anyone who thinks that we be violent is a snake. Or he has just been puffing on a strip of Buddha bless. Listen to the king as I sing up on streets. Teaching with my speech. So learn a lesson as I speak. I'm unique. I'm unique.
And the wise won't cease. The gods don't stop until it's time to say peace. With step four and it's dope. Some of you may hope that I might even slip upon a note, but I won't. I will only quote what the ink's built and wrote. As smooth as it floats.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.